fats, fleshadika fats, on the bottom of the oven. The yimtash, if you smear some fleshadika fats on the bottom of the oven, is called a pas kula surah. You should know any bread you bake now in this oven, the bread is also teat, because the bread becomes fleshik, and with the rabbanon, you're not supposed to eat fleshadika bread. Even with fleshik, you can't eat it, because the gzera, maybe you come to eat it with milchik. Ad, when is it mutter? Shayasik is a tanner. But once you first heat up the tanner, let it burn out, that's the way you kasher the tanner. Now you like get rid of all the fats there. Now if you bake bread, it's mutter. So zediyak, hohosik a tanner, when you kasher the tanner and let it burn out, puts fire in there now, then mil shari, then you could kasher the oven, and it becomes mutter to put bread in there now. It's the chur, yufta the rava, bari loy, to yufta. There's the seer on rava, bari loy. He passed me before that once you put the fats on the bottom of the oven is finished. You can't bake any more bread in there. And here it says clearly you could kasher the oven. Amara to yufta. Omle Ravina Ravashi. V'yuchimeyacha di susav rova bariloi. Amai koma rav. Kederis lepesach yishavru. Once we slugged up Ravacha rova bariloi. And we say you could kasher kelim, even though the kelim was nivla from fats. When you burn it out, it becomes kosher. So why does Rav say, Kederis bepesach yishavru? If you have your pesach, your chomis nikapats, you have to break Rav holds, because there's no eitzah. If you let it stay over Pesach, since you have the blia of chomis inside these pots, according to Rav, even after Pesach, it's also those blias. He holds Nesim Tam Lavgam is osur, and the blia of Mashu is osur. So Rav holds, you have to break the pots. The question, why? We just got finished paskening. You could kasher kelim. Take the pot and put it in an oven, let it burn out, and you kasher it. So why does Rav say you have to break all your pots? Oh, Malay, the Teretz is like this. Hosom tana shomatches, I'll tell you. When do we say you're allowed to kasher your oven? Only if it's made out of metal. Metal you could kasher. That's halacha. Just heat it up the same way you use it. Kibleya kach poltoy, the same way you use it. That's the way you have to heat it up, and you make it kasher. Hocho, where does Rav say you have to break your pots? Only b'gederes shocheres. He's only talking about earthly kelim. Earthly kelim, that you can't kasher. Like China. China you can't kasher. So it made out of pots, it made out of China, that you have to break. That's one teretz. B'boy you say another teretz, I'll tell you. Ho v'ho b'shocheres. No. I'll tell you maybe even an oven made out of earthly oven. A China oven also you could kasher. And there's no kasher. How come Rav said you have to break the pots made out of earthly pots? If you say you could kasher an oven, why can't you kasher the kelim? The teretz is poshid. Zeh hesikam mifnim. How do you heat up an oven? The way you heat up an oven is you put the coals inside, you make it real nice and hot inside. So when you put so much heat inside the oven, that makes it so hot, that would even kasher cheres. Even an earthly kli, if you put the coals inside it, that would make it kosher. Mashen kein, zeh hesikam bachutz. Usually a pot, you don't put coals inside the pot. Usually what you do is outside. You put the coals on the outside, and you put a pot on top of the coals. So that doesn't make the inside of the pot too hot. So since it doesn't get it that hot, you can't kasher an earthly kli. The chi teima, that's the whole problem. Hochinami levele asakam yafnim. So true, usually how do you use a pot? Usually you put a pot on top of the fire. But if you can tell me now that the only way you can kasher the pot is by putting the fire inside, so do it here. What do you have to break all your pots for, even though the earthly pots? Take the pot and put coals inside the pot and get it real nice and red hot there, and you can kasher your earthly kelim. So why did the Rav say you have to break it for? And with the Gemara here, it's Xeira. Chayis olei mishum depoka. Here we're afraid that maybe you won't do a good job. You won't let the coals stay inside your pot too long because you're afraid it's going to bust. Has bishlei matanor an oven? That's the way you always use it. You always use a tanner by heating it up nice inside. So there you're not afraid you won't heat it up or burst, because that's the way you always do it. Ma'ashenk in a kdeira, that usually you only put it on top of the fire. You don't make it so hot inside. We're afraid that you'll make it so hot inside you won't do a good job because you're afraid of bust. Therefore, you can't kasher it. Hilkos not the Gemara. Hai buchia. That's a type of a small oven. Has sikami bachutz. It's an oven that you put the fire on the bottom. And you have like planks, tiles on top of it, and on top of the tiles you cook. Is alocha b'chutzu v'yasser. Nenechnam, you can't kasher it. That since the way is you put the fire on top, so when you put the fire, or usually put the fire on the bottom, and you cook on top of it, that's not good for kashering it. So the maravi malayo gumri shapidomi. But here, if you fill up the insides with coals, then it would be good. Because since this bukhi is a type of an oven, Weistoy, sometimes you did put coals inside it. So here we're not afraid, you'll be afraid of bust. Because this doesn't bust, this is also a type of an oven. Mashenkin only was saying by regular pot. A pot that's an earthly pot, there you never put the fire inside it. So there we're afraid you won't do a good job. But this bukhi is a mixas. It's a type of an oven that usually the fire goes on the bottom. So that will make it kosher. But if you put the coals inside it, that will make it good. Good, so that's one sugya. Right, so that's the loch of an earth, of a metal keli, you could kosher. An earthly keli, we don't kosher earthly keli. Right, Omale Ravina Ravashi. Ravina asked Ravashi, Hani Sakino, Bepischa Hechi Avdina. Notice that comes Pesach, I want to have knives. So I want to know, how can I use my chometzika knives, how can I kosher them in order to use them for Pesach? Like, what am I going to do about knives for Pesach? What's the etzer? Omale, so Ravashi answered back, so the di charetok kavdino. I have no problems. I buy new knives to Pesach. What do you want to do with knives? I go to the store and buy new knives. I have no problem. Omalei Ravina said, that's not an answer. Teinach ma di yefshele. Good, you're a rich person, Rav Ashi. You have money. You can afford to buy new knives. Oh, but lo yefshele mai. What about a guy that doesn't have enough money? He can't buy new knives. So I'm asking the kasha, how could I get an etzer to use my knives? Chometzik a knife for Pesach. Omalei, so Rav Ashi answered back, even I didn't mean that. Noah, what I meant to say, I use new knives. It doesn't mean I buy new knives. No, I use my chometzika knife, but I make it like a new knife. Noah, kein charato kamino. Noah's like kasher. It's so good that it looks now like a new knife. That's how good I clean it out. What do? Kitayu. The handle by itself is betina. I put mud like dirt around it. Upazalayu, the metal of it, benura. I'm going to stick it into the red hot fire, and I wait till it gets red hot. That's the way I kasha the knife. Because the knife, I make a libun on it. I make the knife red hot. For hoda mylino lekisayo bereitzchin. And then I take the handle of the knife, and that I just put in hot water. Because usually, Weissach, he was afraid that the knife itself, maybe you cut something in the oven, and he would take the knife and cut it in the oven, so it was baleya from something that's sleet. Then the lacher is, you can only kasha it with libun. So the metal of it, he was machmir to put into the fire to get it red hot. Mashenkin, the handle, you never use like that. So the handle he only did was put it into hot water. That's the way he kashered the knives. So he didn't mean to say he bought a new knife. He kashered his knives. So the metal part of it, he made a libun on it. He made it red hot. So what's the loch? Don't know. You should know, even the metal part of the knife, you could kasher it just by putting it into hot water. Over klirishin. Abiyas in a klirishin. So the place doesn't go to here. Place other place goes into it. There's theories. Certain places we hold that knives has a loch like a shvud that you have to make libun. So place says, I was talking about small knives. Small knives you never use when you're roasting something. Small knives you use at the table. Now on the table, what do you cut? You cut a piece of chicken that at most is called like a klirishin. Even if you have a hot piece of chicken, so it's called like a klirishin. So you cut with the knife, so it's only baleya from a klirishin. So the way you kasher those knives is putting it into hot water that was heated up in a klirishin, you could kasher it. But meister windlay not to kasher knives because it's very hard to get them cleaned out. Because since they have cracks inside it by the beginning of it, in those cracks, chametz goes in there, it's hard to clean it out. So if you have a one-piece knife in a chametz, then you could. But usually when you have a handle on it, it's a problem about the cracks in the handle or where the metal comes into the handle, usually there's a problem. Usually the meaning is to buy new knives, to have new silverware. But Amar Rav Huna bread of Yeshua, eitz poror magila b'roischin. If you have a piece of wood that you use, so even though it's baleya from chametz, the eitz is to kasher it b'roischin, put it into hot water, make agola, the klirishin. Why kisava kabaleya kach poltoy? Eitz poror is like a ladle. A ladle you use if you're making up a soup, a chametz thick soup. So what do you do with the ladle? You mix it up in the klirishin. So the chametz went into the ladle with the klirishin. So the way you kasher it is kabaleya kach poltoin. The same way it went in, that's the way it goes out. If it went in while mixing it into a klirishin, heat up a hot water with a klirishin of hot water and just put the ladle in it and it becomes kosher. Boy meameimer. They asked the shalom from him. Hani mani de kunya. The type of an earthly kli called kunya. Malish damushi above pischa. Is there any way to kasha this chomazika kelim, this chomazika earthly kelim used before Pesach, can you kasha them to use them on Pesach? The answer is like this. Yeruka, if it's green, it's type of a green clay, loyti boiluch, then avadu it's osa, davadi asira. That you can't kasha. Kiti Bolak, when do I have my suffix? Uchmi v'chiyurin. If it's black or white, what's the locha then? Mai. Says Marv, heichad yispu kartufni, if it has cracks inside it, leiti boilach. Then avada, the bliya goes inside it, in this clay, and that's an earthly clay, you can't cash earthly kevdom. Tavadi asira. Kiti boilach, where do I have my suffix yishiyya? Where it's very smooth. You have a smooth clay keli, made out of this type of a kunya, type of an earthly kli, that's very smooth. Mai. So Amale, he answered back, Chazidna I see lahu de midaisu, that it sweats. In other words, I see some water liquid coming out of it. Alma Bliya. I see then that Bliya went inside this type of an earthly kli. Melavi Asiro. Once Bliya, once an earthly kli is Balaya, the Tom goes into it, he can't get it out. The Torah either, the Torah gets an edis on it, that our kli cherish and a yaitzim, the deif nulayelim. That a kli cherish you can have a kasher. The only way you can kasher a kli cherish is like an oven, mamish making the heat inside the oven, or throwing it into the furnace. But usually we don't throw it into the furnace, because we're afraid maybe you break. Therefore there's no way of kashering an earthly kli. Fredi Gemara, Maishna linyan yai nesach. Why do we learn by yai nesach differently? The Dorish Marema, he dashes like that. Mani de kunya, you have these same earthly jugs that you filled up with water, with yai nesach. Dein uchmi bein chiyuri, whether it's black, whether it's white. Dein yeruki, even if it's green. You have mamish this green clay that we said before by chametz. There's no way to kasher for Pesach, but by yai nesach, if you soak the yai nesach in it, shari, you're allowed to use these jugs for kosher dika wine. I why? You said once it goes in, it doesn't go out. The chitayim maybe going to tell me yai nesach rabbonin. Yai nesach, we're talking about not real yai nesach that the goy poured in front of the avoy dezorah, just maga, just if the goy touches our wine, that's only us and the rabbonin. And chometz diraisa. So maybe chometz diraisa, they were machmer. When it goes into an earthly kli, it doesn't come out. But yai nesach rabbonin, maybe they will make them. But the Gemara, no. Kol the talking rabbonin, candy rice the talking. Whenever the rabbonin made a gzeirah, they made a candy rice. It's about mid rice, mid rabbonin, yai nesach zoser. When an issa goes into an earthly kli, we say it doesn't come out. So how come you're allowed to use these kalim now for kosher to kiyayin? Or Malay yansa toshid. Ze tashmisho ayadei chamin. The chamin zika kalim we're talking about, you cook soups in it. You used it on the fire. So when you cooked it up, then the time of the chamin went into the kli. Once it went in, it doesn't go out anymore. But they were talking about jugs that you stored wine in. Wine is cold. So since it's cold wine, it's not like a cold. It just means it's not hot. Since it's not hot wine, it's not belay inside the kli. So that's why you just have to empty out the yai nesach, wash it out, and you can use the kli. Omar Rova Bar Abba. Omar Rav Chia Barashi. Omar Shmuel. Kol HaKelim Shenishtamshu Behem Chometz B'tzoinein. Any type of a plate that you only use it throughout the year with cold chametz, mishtamish be'matzah. You're allowed to use it on Pesach. You could use matzah on it. Because since there was no belia, cold never puts any time into the kli, you're allowed to use those kelim on Pesach. Chutz min beisor. That's from a place that you beisor, that's where you store your sourdough. Hoyo shechemutze kosher. When you're handling with sourdough, that's very strong, even though it's cold, still it gives the time into the kli. So that kelim that you store your sourdough in, you can't use that kli at all on Pesach. A number of Ashi, obeis charoises, a place that you keep, beis charoises, Rashi, that's chometz, vinegar. So Rashi, kli shemeis no by chometz. A kli that you keep vinegar, that's chometz dika vinegar, kebeisor, shechemutze kosher domi. It's also very strong, vinegar tastes very strong, so even though it's cold, it also belayer into the kli. So if you have chometz, vinegar chometz, it's also to use the kli on Pesach. Omar Rova. Hani Agni de Mechuza. Agni, Rashi says, Arevas. He had a type of a kli that they kneaded their doughs on. Like a big sheet that they used to knead their doughs on. Hani Agni de Mechuza. Hoyol, the Tidiro le Milshebu, they always use it a lot. They keep on kneading their doughs on this board, is Chamiri. It's the Jonishabu Chamiri. They keep on kneading their chametz there. And they leave the chametz there a long time, is kebeisor. It's as if you have sourdough there. Shechemutze koshadomi. Therefore, this kelim that you need a lot on, you can't use it for Pesach. The mabshita, avada. Since it comes sourdough there, the sourdough is kosher. Now the time I would think, kivon de ravchom, shalit buavira, since it's very wide, this dough, it's only a kneading board, and it's very wide. So a lot of air gets in there. V'loy boli, the air makes it that nothing goes inside the kli. Kamash v'lo no. Since the mice they need a lot on this board, a kneading board, you should not use for Pesach. even though it's only used with cold, but since you use it a lot, it applies like this chometz there, shechimutz kosher, that goes in even though it's cold. All right, stop here. On the flamerum of base, the bottom of the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Again, Mishnah says, "What? Nochri shilves Yisrael alchemtsoy. If a goy lent money to a Yisrael, alchemtsoy means the Yisrael gave his chometz back to the goy. Is achra pesach muter bano? After Pesach, we say that chometz is also bano, is muter bano, even though really it's Yiddish chometz. It's the Yisrael's chometz. The Yisrael gave his chometz to a goy to hold for a mashkin. Still, we say after Pesach that chometz is muter bano." And the opposite way, for Yisrael shehilve es nochri, a Yisrael that lent money to a goy. Al chemtsoy, now the Yisrael told the goy, give me a mashkin, I want to make sure I get back $100. So the goy gave him like $100 worth of bread. So the goy is holding the Yisrael's chametz. He's a locher achra Pesach osabano. After Pesach, it's still osabano. Because since it's the Yisrael's chametz, even though the Yisrael gave it to a goy, that the goy... Okay, the guy gave his chametz to Yisrael to hold. So since the Yisrael is holding it now, it's like Yisrael's chametz, and therefore it's aser banor. That's what the Mishnah says. So in other words, whoever is holding the chametz is like in his rishus. So in the ratio, the guy was holding the chametz is mutter banor, and the sefer the Yisrael is holding the chametz. Therefore, it's aser banor. In other words, when you give a chametz for a mashkin to somebody else, the person that's holding the mashkin, it's like his. So if the Yisrael lent the money and the goy gave him the mashkin back, it's also after Pesach. If the opposite way, the goy gave the money to the Yisrael and the Yisrael now gave his chametz back to a goy to hold for a mashkin, so since the goy is holding the mashkin over Pesach, we say it's like in a goy's rishus, and therefore it's mutter b'hanor. So the Gemara, Itma, we learned. Baal choyv. What about a regular baal choyv? Like Rashi says, a baal choyv means ha'mal ve'es chaveroy. I lent you money. Ve'shibud loy nechosif. And I make it tonight, I lent you $100, I want to make sure you pay me back. Let's say you have no money later, so you nechosim the karka that you own, you'll meshubit to me. That's called v'shibit loy nechosim. Shim loy efer lecho, if you don't pay me back, ad yoim pleni, we make up for a month's time, I'm letting you use my $100. If you don't pay me back within the month, then government min nechosai. I have a right to collect from your nechosim, from your karka. V'giyaz man v'loy pora, and it came the end of the month, after you used the money for a month's time, you're supposed to pay me back, now you don't have any money to pay me back. So locher is what? That Ruvain, the Malva, has the right to go to the Loiva and take away his nechosim. Is Abaye Wama Lamafreyu Goiva. When the Malva collects the karka, collects the property from the Loiva, it's considered like the Mafreyu, all the way before it belonged to you. Like Rashi says, Abaye Wama Lamafreyu Goiva. Kviyosa Shegova Achshav. That the Malva now collects the karkam, it's negala. We see clearly now, that as soon as I gave you the money, a month ago, when I gave you the $100, it's considered like right now I see you're not going to pay me back the $100. So what are you going to do? You're going to... So what does Rashi say? That omdo nechosav halolo b'ches kosoi. That we say right now, when I'm giving you the money, it's like we see now, it's like we could see that you're not going to pay back money. So what am I going to collect from your karka, from your nechosim, your property? So right now, as soon as I give you the money, it's as if I own your property. That's the way Abaye says. Whenever you don't pay back the money later, and I collect up the property for the chayiv, it's l'mafreya, we look as if right now the property belongs to me. For Rav Amano, Rav says no. Mikana la bohu goyve. No, the first month I gave you the money to hold on to was a regular halvor. The first month you're using the money, the karka still belongs to you. It's only at the end of the month, when it comes to time you're supposed to pay me back, and at that time you don't have the money, then I go down and take away your property. At that second, when I take your property, that's when it belongs to me. But before that time, it belonged to the loyve. It was your property. Even though your property is meshubit to me, I have a ksas kinyan, I have a ksas chus to take it away later, but up until I take it, we still consider it like yours, it's not mine. That's Rav's svara. And Abaye says no. Abaye says when you do collect it later, we look as if you owned it all the way from before, from b'shas halvor. We'll soon see what the nafka mina is. So the Gemara, kol heicha di akdish loive, if the loive was makdish nechosim. In other words, Ruvain gave Shimon money to hold. So Shimon is the loive. And Shimon went right after the halvor and was makdish, says the nechosim, that's Meshubit back to Ruvain, he went and made a hegdish. Or else, Vizovin Loiva. or else the loiva went and sold the property. Is then kula yamalei pligi diosem malvi v'toref. Everybody holds then that he doesn't have a right to sell it, that the malva could come and take it away from the person that bought it, or else we osem.